Welcome back to the show. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. I'm Brady Holt. Colfax, how you doing, man? It's a crazy Top Text Tuesday today.
It is.
It's been good. I think the Hooligans are kind of stepping up their game today.
I think they're hungry.
I think they want the Nuggets, this Nuggets gift basket here that we got. Gift basket? Gift bag. It's literally a bag. It's a gym bag.
Yeah.
You saw the hoodie. The hoodie's sweet. It's like a Nikola Jokic thing down the back. You're going to get more wear out of that than that's what we talked to the folks over at Fresh Coat Painter South Platte who hooked us up with this and continue to hook us up with amazing prizes like a Philip Lindsay signed jersey and McCaffrey signed football and now the Nuggets gift bag. They say, hey, people are going to get more wear and tear out of a hoodie than you are a jersey. You can't wear a jersey now. And don't be one of those guys that wears a long sleeve shirt underneath the jersey.
Hey.
Just don't do that. Stay away from that.
Bad look.
Yeah.
Just wear the hoodie.
Get the hoodie, man. And you got all the Nuggets memorabilia stuff for the man cave in there. So that's what you're fighting for. And Sir Charles is the guy right now that can win. He can take this thing. He has, what, two? He has two. So it's the first. The way we do this thing, we reload it every three. Every time if somebody wins three, we give them the prize, and then we reload it. So Sir Charles is at two. A lot of people around one at this point. I think Bogdanovich is a free agent, Dixon says. If you want to upgrade scoring at shooting guard, dude can shoot. I've heard a lot about him. Shoot the lights out and would be a great fit with the way Joker passes. Him and Murray and MPJ knocking down threes would be tough to stop. That's another big name, too. Though there's about four or five realistic names out there that make sense. But these are the guys that I would like. Whiteside, I about threw in there today, but I really don't know how much of a possibility that's going to be. And I honestly don't know what the Nuggets are going to do with the current guys. Millsap and Plumlee are free agents, but you know Mike Malone at the beginning of the season, he said Plumlee is if he could have 12 more Plumlees, which would be an offensive disaster, but he meant like you know the work ethic and the will to win, then they'd be doing good. I don't know. We got into the playoffs and. The things that Plumlee's good at, high energy, rebounds, defense, he wasn't doing at a high level, at least in that series against the Lakers. I mean, that's the thing that you're doing, right? I mean, I know it's a little bit different in basketball, but you're trying to beat that. If you're a team that is a consistent playoff team and you're getting better, well, now you're trying to figure out how do we beat the favorite? You're no longer putting together a team that just is trying to win, you know, enough 40-plus games to get into the playoffs. You are now building a team and constructing a team to take you to the next step. Because at the end of the day, I harp on this all the time, but if Carter said it best, guys. If you are not putting your team together to win a Super Bowl or a championship or whatever, you're wasting your time. And are the Nuggets wasting their time? I think that's harsh to say that because they've gotten better every single year, but the West is getting more difficult by the day, almost literally by the day, as Steph Curry and Klay Thompson heal, Golden State comes back with a vengeance. You know they want to be all about that Western Conference Finals action with LeBron James. You know they want to be the one to knock them out. You know they're taking ownership of it. And you know the Lakers are now coming back, and you want to ask, what does LeBron have left to prove? Everything still. Because I don't care what you say. That was a bubble season. That has an asterisk on it. That championship is not as legit as others. It's the truth of it. At the end of the day, we're still going to talk about the fact that LeBron has four titles. But you know, this was a strange year. This is a strange year for everybody. Even football, there might be a smaller asterisk because they're playing the full season out. But there are just weird things going on. First Advantage text line 31996. This West is going to get tough, and those are the soul-searching questions that you have if you are the Nuggets. Is can we win a title constructed as is? Pillow fight, Dan. I refuse to wear another grown man's shirt, jersey, as a grown adult. Hashtag polos for life. I like that. It does say Joker, Jokic on the back of it, though. So, but I think you can get past that.
Yeah, it's not a jersey. It's a hoodie, and it's not his hoodie.
Right.
It's your hoodie.
It's your hoodie. It'd be your hoodie. You got the thing down the thing, and it's great.
Yeah.
It all works out. Wheaton getting in on the mix here. If I were on a staff helping with the draft, Elway, here's what I want from a quarterback in the draft. Me, got it. Hand slipped to scouts. Me, here's a list of everything we don't want. Gets fired after draft. Broncos win 3 Super Bowls in a row. Elway goes for the tall quarterbacks. Elway, you know, doesn't always seem to have a plan in place. Teams that draft best player available don't always have the best plan in place, meaning they're not, like, you're not looking for who defines us as an organization. I think we got away from that 10, 20 years ago, and now we're somewhat getting back into that. Like, the Titans, with Derrick Henry and then Mike Vrabel, they looked at it and said, this is who we are. We have a freaking monster of a running back, and we got an okay quarterback that's actually pretty damn efficient, to my surprise, Ryan Tannehill. We own that. We are going to run. It's 4th-and-1 on the goal line. You know we're running. We know we're running. Let's go. We're not trying to do anything different. So that's how they're going to continue to draft. As long as they have Derrick Henry, they're going to look, hey, we need better. We got to continue to work on that offensive line. We want to be the best offensive line. We're okay with an average quarterback to maybe above, depending on the day for Ryan Tannehill. We want to have a stout defense, though. Those are things that we want to be. I don't know who the hell the Broncos want to be. And that's why, Pillow Fight Dan, you want to talk about stepping away, and you're like, all right, thinking about Garrett Bowles and patience. I have stepped away, although I did vote yes, Drew Lock is the franchise quarterback for the Broncos. I still feel that way. I may change that in 4 weeks. But I don't know how much of Pat Shurmur trying to confuse young Drew Lock is the reason for Drew Lock's going big or go home on Sunday. I mean, I know Kansas City's good, and they have a much better pass defense than they've had the past 2 years. But when are you taking your quarterback aside? Because he was going deep early. And if Pat Shurmur had a problem with it, the way we had a problem with it, the way the broadcasters had a problem with it, wouldn't Pat Shurmur have said, Drew, you got to quit going deep? You know, Drew Lock talked a little bit about, you know, going deep and maybe just looking to take some of the underneath stuff. And, you know, he even said, he's like, I can't force the issue that much. Is Pat Shurmur not talking about that at halftime? Is he not saying, hey, you got a lot of stuff open underneath, man. We're running the ball so damn well. They are having a hard time guarding our tight ends. They're having a hard time guarding. You know, I saw Drew Lock kind of go to the running back a little bit with Melvin Gordon. I'm just not sure. I'm just not sure that the Broncos know who they are. Scangarello, I don't know that he was a ground-and-pound type offensive coordinator, but they were not this high-flying, flashy offense. I mean, Cortland Sutton got more involved, and I know that they didn't have the pieces for it. They brought Joe Flacco in because they were like, hey, we're going to run the ball. We're going to, you know, bring in this. We brought Juwan James in to be the right tackle. We're going to fill up this offensive line. We're going to spend some money there. And we're going to give Chris Harris Jr. the $3 million on top of it just to make sure he plays so he's happy. And we're going to try to win games defensively. This year, we're drafting 2 wide receivers in the first 2 rounds. We're signing Melvin Gordon. We're going out. We're going to draft another tight end. And we're going to go out and sign a tight end. And then we're going to get an offensive line. Like, you added a lot of tools to an offense. And I asked, you know, we have Steve Fairchild on this show quite a bit, former CSU head coach, former offensive coordinator in the NFL. And, you know, I brought it up in the summer. I said, is there a time when you can give a quarterback too many weapons? And, of course, Steve's an old offensive coordinator. I agree with why he said this, but he said, no, you can never have too many weapons. Can you? I mean, this has got to be a situation where I still feel like you gave him way too many things, way too much of an offense right off the bat. When, folks, it's pretty simple. When Philip Lindsay and Melvin Gordon are at their best, even individually, they should be good for close to 100 yards. And that opens you up to do a lot more. But with the Broncos, I felt like, and this is, again, a very basic way to look at this, but I saw run, 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 deep ball. Run, deep ball. A lot of it. It's crazy to me. Pillow Fight Dan. Also, is there any worse fan than the guy who wears an irrelevant jersey to a game being played? Yeah, that is the worst fan ever. That is a good... That's a good text, but I agree. I got you, Colfax.
Yeah, we're booing the fan.
Who is that guy? So, I got a story for you, Colfax. Training camp up here in Greeley. Years ago, when they used to... Broncos used to come to training camp. We used to all line up and do, you know, autographs and all that stuff and get autographs from everybody. I'm wearing a Shannon Sharp jersey because it's Broncos training camp. My little cousin from Oklahoma is wearing a Michael Jordan jersey. A Michael Jordan jersey to training camp. We're lined up to get autographs from Terrell Davis. All of us are pushing to get autographs. And TD's an amazing dude. And finally, he's like, all right, last one. And my cousin with the Jordan jersey puts his... He's got a bumper sticker. He puts it up there. TD signs it. And the whole crowd's like, what? Who's this little guy with the Jordan jersey? What the hell is that? So he leaves. My dad knows. Okay, I'm just going to say this. My dad knew my cousin. And he's like, this kid's going to lose that autograph in a heartbeat. So I'm going to pull a fast one. People are already judging in their cars. My dad found another bumper sticker, signed it, gave it to my cousin. I have that autograph now. You want to know what my cousin did with that bumper sticker that my dad gave him a year later, the one that my dad signed? He lost it. It's gone forever. So those of you in your cars thinking my dad's a jerk for this, he saved a Terrell Davis autograph, and Broncos country is better for it. So thank you, Father. I appreciate that. Guys from Oklahoma. And he's in a Michael Jordan jersey. I don't care if he's 8. He doesn't deserve it. You got to be strict with this, man. Pillow Fight Dan. Do you have any idea what changing coaches and quarterbacks every year does on a fan? Snip, snap, snip, snap. It's true. I love that reference, by the way. You're right, though. That fan who shows up to a Nuggets-Mavericks game and is wearing a Bulls jersey... Or just, oh, it's basketball. Any jersey will do. No, man, it won't do. Stop it. If you don't, I'd rather you just wear, you know, a regular shirt that just says, I like to party. But don't represent any team. Dixon here. We'll read one more text and we'll take a break. You guys are on fire today. Brady, you got to cut me some slack. Not able to bring the A game today as I'm multitasking, trying to win Triple T and an online training for work. And to the other hooligans listening to the radio and day drinking does not count as multitasking. I don't know. Sometimes some of the best texts come from those day drinkers while drinking, focusing on the taste of the beer and listening to the program. That can be a difficult thing. Sometimes I need your undivided attention. 19 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a quick break here, sidestepping for a moment, but I do want to continue this conversation about Pat Shurmur and Drew Locke, and maybe we're just putting way too much in this guy's brain. We need to simplify things. Slow down. He's 8 years old. You know, give him time. He's doing Star Wars and Toy Story references, man. He's 5. We need to slow down. Your 5-year-old can't read, you know, an entire novel. He can't read Moby Dick yet. He needs to read Spot. Give Drew Locke Spot, and you will win more football games. Preps Radio Roundup coming up next, presented by Weld Community Credit Union, with the one and only Clark Nambas Johnson. We'll be right back.
No code now. Weekdays at 4 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA. Dan Patrick, The Hull Show, and Colin Cowherd are on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
You know, sometimes you can win a Top Text Tuesday by creating a Power to Play Sports poll question. Just throwing that out there. There's really no rules to how you win Top Text Tuesday, just that you win it. So our new Power to Play sports poll question, is it ever okay to wear a jersey to a game that does not represent either team? Clark Numbers Johnson of Preps Radio, and we're doing our Preps Radio roundup here. Do you think that's okay?
Absolutely.
Do you think it's okay as long as you're representing the sport?
In fact, I've done that before.
I find that the ones that are agreeing to this have done it already.
I went to a hockey game once between Arizona and I think it was Philadelphia. And the only thing I had that was sports related was my Patrick Waugh jersey. And so went to the Arizona arena with, and
but you did
nobody yelled at me and said, hey, you're in the wrong arena.
I always thought it was weird. I never went on this campaign against it, though. But me personally, if it was like Broncos Chiefs, or let's just say it's a neutral team,
right?
Chiefs Chargers. And I'm like with my friends going to a game or something, I would rather just wear a regular T-shirt.
Right.
All I had was a Broncos jersey.
Most of the people I know that go to games would be the same way. In fact, there's some that make fun of me because I go to an Avs game and wear the jersey. They want to dress in the seats down low, and they want to dress in their leather jacket and be the Mr. Businessman. You know, I'm letting it all hang out.
Yeah,
don't tell me I'm a kid because I wear the jersey.
I have no problems with jerseys. I think like jerseys are great for games and stuff, but like on an everyday basis,
I don't wear it out in public.
No, I don't really wear it. I used to, you know.
I wear it
to
wear it to embellish the game a little bit. Yeah,
I'll wear a jersey
and
to a game.
And like
any
I said,
day.
It doesn't have to be that team. Fan, so I'm wearing a hockey jersey to a hockey game. Yeah, usually
that's what Wheaton said.
Usually
it said
it's an Avs game, but yeah, I'll go anywhere with.
Yeah, I'm definitely I'll wear like local. I'm going to wear memorabilia. It's easier to wear a Broncos jersey than
sure.
I'm not going to put the guns out there at a Nuggets.
If you
game.
Go to a Nuggets game though, don't you have some Nuggets gear?
I used to have an Alex English jersey that my brother gave me because he was like 12 when he had it. I can't wear it anymore because it looks like it's a belly button
right.
shirt. So I can't wear that. It's just gross. Plus, I don't want to get the guns. Out there.
You'd have people, you'd have girls lining up.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that.
So I get that.
You go to a football game and why is
guns
it,
out.
Were your parents
guns
like
out,
this, Clark?
Out, yo.
My parents always bought me an extra large jersey.
Right.
Why?
I don't know.
Because I would always ask them, like, I don't look good in this. Probably, I'm wearing this dress to the game. I'm like, yeah, let's go Broncos. Who is that little boy in the dress?
You wanted it to last the rest of your life.
That's because they're like, we're not buying you another one of
Believe
these
me, I go,
things.
I go and buy my son when he was 8 or 9 years old a $75 jersey.
And you're like, you better make that last.
He's going to be out of it. So it's like.
The one time, you're right. The one time my parents bought me a jersey that actually fit me like a regular human shirt, it was a Shannon Sharpe jersey. And I wore that thing bloody, man. The numbers were peeling off of it. And my mom's like, and that was like in a year. And so the next jersey, I think she got me like a Bill Romanowski jersey. That's a blanket.
Right.
She goes, here you go. And then she knew I wasn't going to wear it as much.
Right.
You know, the sharp jersey I'm wearing because I look okay because it actually fits me. But the Romanowski jersey, it's down past my knees, you know. And if I have shorts on, people don't think I'm wearing any pants of any kind.
What about old jerseys that the player's been traded? And it's not, that's a retro jersey.
Yeah,
so to
I'm
speak.
Good with that.
You're okay with that?
I'm good with that.
I love going to the Avs game and seeing the Swedish jerseys from Forsberg. You still see them? The Quebec jerseys, you know, from years gone by. So, yeah, any of that stuff's good.
Yeah, Eastside Chris says, hey, have to consider after paying the price to some games, you can't afford jerseys.
Like, that's right.
Jerseys are like $80-$100, or I guess depends on the jersey you get. My dad would always be like, why do you like the jerseys? Just get a T-shirt with the number on it and the name on the back.
But on the other hand,
that's not even close to the same
thing.
My
son and I bought tickets third party last year for Hawks and Chicago and the Avalanche. And by the time we were done with tickets, parking, the hotel that night, it was a $600 trip. I wouldn't have felt bad about going in and paying $100 for a jersey
right
there.
At that point, you're
after
already there.
$600 in the tank, you bet.
So, geez.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's a good question, though. Power to Play Sports poll question. Is it okay to wear a jersey to a sporting event that's not representing either of those teams? Clark says yes.
Absolutely.
Wheaton said yes as well. You guys are on the same page. I know he's a diehard hockey fan. Maybe it's a hockey thing.
It could be
a hockey thing because you're always like, we got to represent.
We love the sweaters.
Yeah.
Don't call it a uniform or a jersey. It's a sweater.
I will say those are the best. Like, as far as if you're going to wear them out and about,
agreed.
The sweaters are the best overall. So go to the wholeshow.com, vote on that. 66% of the Hooligans saying no at this point. So go vote at thewholeshow.com. Preps Radio Roundup presented by Weld Community Credit Union. Didn't get a chance to catch up yesterday. It was a crazy day, Clark. But you guys had the Loveland-Greeley West game over the weekend, and that went about like you thought it was going to.
Yeah, on paper it looked like what it did at the end of the game, 58-13. Loveland wins again. So now all of a sudden, Brady, you're getting the comparisons. How does this team compare to the 2018 team? Well, that team in 2018 that won a title beat Skyline 62-14 in the finals that year. They beat everybody on their schedule by 1.5 million. That's the best team I've ever seen out here, regardless of classification. So not fair to compare the Indians to that. But they're terrific in this setting this year. We'll find out. Sophomore Garrett Harstead was our CRP 4x4 Player of the Week. 3 rushing touchdowns, 1 passing touchdown. How about Zach Rakowski? This is the Austin Eckler of 2020. He's a small kid, 5'10", 150. So he's not getting any love from colleges. He has 11 touchdowns in 3 games. The kid's going off the hook. Wow. And his coach, Jeff Mock, is shopping him. Just trying to get him recognized by the colleges out here instead of...
You'd think some of these colleges would learn a lesson after what we saw with Austin Eckler.
A little bit. Size isn't always always what it seems. So, yep. Anyway, go down and talk about Windsor as well. They beat Erie. What a game. That was the game of the weekend. 38-32 in double overtime. Windsor gets a win, and we'll see the Wizards through COVID, all the changes in the schedule. We'll see the Windsor Wizards Friday night. Silver Creek will come into Windsor. We'll have that game at 7 o'clock. So Windsor, 7 RPI. Remember, top 8 teams make the playoffs regardless of what conference you're in. Doesn't matter if you won the conference. It's just those top 8 teams at the end of the year. So we'll see. But yeah, it's going to be fun to watch that ball game. Windsor, Silver Creek, 7 o'clock on Friday night.
Yeah, some schedule adjustments. You've had to do this a few times this year. If you go to the website, you'll see Berthet at Severance on Friday, not so much now. So we'll try to get that updated for you. But that was literally an hour ago.
We will have a Saturday game, but that's Res Christian and University, which will also, by the way, be at Windsor High School. Res playing their home games at Windsor High School this year. So we'll see that. But yep, fun stuff to talk to. How about the Riders?
Wow,
number one in the state, man.
42-0 over Thompson Valley.
Yep, that was a walk in a park for them. What was interesting? They were coming off the biggest win, as Lane Wassinger said, the coach at Roosevelt, maybe the biggest, at least regular season win in his tenure there.
Wow.
And you hope you don't fall flat the next week, right, against a team you should beat. It seems like the Riders just took care of it. Senior Brighartson, 2 more touchdown passes. What's different? What do we know about Roosevelt in the past? They run the ball, run the ball. This year, really balanced, throwing the ball and running the ball. And maybe that's the trick. Maybe offensively too hard to stop now.
Clark, I always enjoy it when you're talking to coaches, too, because there are some coaches that you'll hear in your programs, Preps Rewind, Preps Midweek on Wednesdays and Saturdays, that will tell you, we have a philosophy,
sure,
and we make sure our kids, they follow that philosophy.
You bet.
Or you get the other coaches that are like, you know what, we mold our offenses and defenses to fit what we're getting in each and every year.
Sure.
I think it's always fun to watch how those coaches balance teams. Clearly, you have that in Roosevelt, where hey, we mold it to how we get with our players.
And don't, in that vein, don't you feel like Chris Jones and Windsor kind of just stick to that power rushing game?
Definitely. They'd never throw the ball, even though they have quarterbacks that can throw.
You would think once in a while they'd have somebody that could go downfield, but they run the ball. And you know what? It's fair if you can run it like that successfully and you're not turning the ball over.
It's what you know.
What they say about a pass, only there's 3 things that can happen, and 2 of them are bad if you throw the ball.
It's true.
I love throwing the ball.
The Broncos should have listened to that on Sunday. Yep. Very much so. But I tend to kind of like the Windsor philosophy, but it's clearly working with Roosevelt. So.
No doubt about it.
All right, top-ranked Res Christian remains unbeaten, too, as an unscored upon. Wow,
yep.
Seriously, no points.
No points.
They're
142-0. They played.
That's amazing.
And the issue here is they played a really... They played terrible teams so far, to be honest with you. So RPI-wise, guess where they are? They're number 1 in the rankings. They're number 9 in RPI right now. They wouldn't even make – if it stopped today, that's why I say go easy on the RPI right now. Wait a couple more weeks. But right now, if you go look, Res Christian's – I take that – is that – did I get that right, number 9 RPI? That's right.
Yeah,
number
yep.
9 RPI. That's unbelievable. But it's who you play. So when they took Eaton out of the Patriot League West, that's a team you're going to score some RPI points against. They took them out. Res has weak sisters of the poor in their conference. They've got UH, and that's it. Mm-hmm. UH is number four RPI right now, so Res will earn some points this weekend, and they'll probably beat UH has never beaten Res, and I don't know why this year is going to be any different. Sorry, Casey Doss. I hope it is. I hope it's. I would love nothing better than a great game for a Saturday night. It's Halloween. Maybe something spooky will happen.
Yeah, you never know.
But that's the problem with this COVID year is it's all RPI, the fourth tier RPI, and if you're playing a weak schedule with only eight teams in the playoffs, you might get left out. It's just so hard.
That's so tough. And I know this year's strange, but the whole RPI thing is still very difficult for my brain to wrap around because you could be undefeated, right?
And absolutely.
In a strange way, miss out.
Here's something to watch if you're a Res Christian fan, too. Tanner Appleby, who is now just four sacks away from the Colorado career sack record.
How many did he have last week?
He had four last week.
Yeah.
That was the first big game he's had this year. He was 10.5 back coming into it.
So he's four more.
But remember, Calais Campbell's part of that group.
Wow.
It's crazy stuff, but he's four away. So he's going to get there. He'll get the Tanner Appleby will be your sack master for all of Colorado football forever and ever, and we'll find out what that looks like. But that's fun.
Severance, the real deal, Clark?
Well, University beat him. I mean, Severance goes without seniors, and their first two games they play weaker teams. And hadn't been scored upon, but UH beats them 26-14, so kind of puts Severance where I thought they would probably go. Kyle Jones, 155 yards, two rushing touchdowns for University. We'll see him on Saturday night. And Caden Meisner, another terrific runner. In fact, we're trying to get both of those kids on tomorrow's Preps Midweek
awesome.
For our profile.
Great.
So, and Casey Doss up on the phone tomorrow, too. So I hope that UH can give Res. I love Jeff Van Winkle and everything Res does.
But you want to see a good game.
I just want to see a great game.
Yeah.
When we saw Eaton go against Res last year in that a great game, it took a kickoff return at the end to settle it. That would be some fun to have a game like that. But how good is Res? Maybe untouchable. We'll find out.
Yeah. Well, Clark Johnson, great work from you covering all these teams throughout the area, even games that you're not doing individually. You are covering the lay of the land throughout Northern Colorado.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I want to thank Weld Community Credit Union. They have this new Zogo app that they're partnering with, developed by Duke University's behavioral scientists, where everyone from kids to adults can earn money while they learn about money. Weld Community Credit Union partnering with Zogo to bring it right to our community. 73% of Americans say finances are a major stressor. Well, Weld Community Credit Union and Zogo right here to help. Download the free app with the code WELD, W-E-L-D, and you'll work towards financial freedom and learn at the same time. Great thing for your younger kids to start learning about finances.
Yeah, I love it, man.
That's all Weld Community Credit Union. Thank Jolene Yates and everybody out there.
Clark, great job as always. We'll keep our eyes out at 1310kfk.com for any updates on that schedule.
Sounds good, man. Thanks.
All right, my friend. Power to play sports question. Clark would do it. Would you wear a jersey to a game? Is it okay to wear a jersey to a game that's not representing any of the teams involved? Go ahead. Go vote at theholeshow.com. 38 minutes after the hour, we're going to wrap up Top Text Tuesday shortly. I'll get to some of these. Some of these are good. We're going to be at a tough spot as far as deciding who's winning today, Colfax. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hear Mornings with Gail, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Monday on Mornings with Gail, an update on fire activity in Northern Colorado and beyond, and a review of some of those pesky ballot measures. Join us 6 to 9, 1310 KFKA.
So, this is an interesting one. McLean brings this up and says, that's like wearing a Guns N' Roses shirt to a Van Halen concert. I don't know, Colfax. I tend to look at it a little bit differently, like sports a little bit differently than the rock. Maybe that's a problem. I'm not sure. It's like you're supporting rock music. You don't want to wear a Beyonce shirt to rock concert.
No. I think wearing the same genre of music is fine, especially if it's something maybe not as well known, and maybe you can turn some people on to something that you like, you know?
Yeah, because I feel like that's still different, because they have opening acts, you know?
Yeah.
So there's, like, going to be three or four bands before that, so you're all spreading the love. Like at a Broncos game, you're not going to see the Jets play the Patriots first, you know? This is not going to happen. So that's our Power to Play Sports poll question. It's fun. I like this one. I don't hate somebody who does it, but I wouldn't do it. Like I'm going to either wear, if I don't have the proper gear for one of the teams and I'm going to show support, even if it's a neutral team that I don't really care about, then I'm going to just wear like a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Like a Rock t-shirt or something. I won't wear a different team. You said something different, kind of interesting though.
Yeah. So I think you can wear a jersey of a team that's not playing if you're attending a lesser league. It's like you could wear a Broncos jersey to a CSU game.
Or what about
UNC.
So what about a Broncos jersey to an Alabama game?
Sure.
Even though it's not in the state.
I mean, their fan base might get upset by that.
But you're saying it's all right if I'm downgrading, I can wear a Broncos.
Yeah.
But can I wear an Alabama jersey to a Broncos game?
No.
Like
you're going up. You can't go up. You can only go down.
Specifics there. Flying Dutchman says, absolutely it's okay to wear a jersey for another team. It shows you're a fan of the sport and that you like to appreciate other teams and players, but at the end of the day, you're showing your favorite.
No.
I always feel like the ones that are answering yes are like the ones that just kind of, they were like, oh, what am I going to wear? Oh, I'm going to an Avs game. It's all I've got is this Red Wings jersey. I'm going to wear that.
Mm.
Yeah, you get in trouble for wearing that. Yeah. Because I would used to go to Broncos Steelers games, and I remember one time there's like eight people with Jets jerseys. What? First off, why? There's a good Jets following in Denver, or at least there used to be back when we had season tickets in the 90s. But yeah, you'd see that all the time. Noob says, hey, I wear my NSYNC shirt and love Justin, but never to a Nickelback concert. Yeah, Noob's the all decked out in Nickelback. Like, he paints his face, he paints his beard in a way that looks just like the lead singer of Nickelback when he goes to one of those concerts. So, our consensus today, let's see, Wheaton. So, here's Wheaton. I actually think the greats are okay at sporting events. So, great. So, he's saying you can wear great jerseys. Kobe, Jordan, Gretzky, Montana. They show that person loves the game, and more than likely, they have one of the team's jerseys at home, but they want to show they are there to enjoy the love of the game. So are greats there?
No, if you're wearing a Jordan jersey to any basketball game, that's not the Bulls.
Yeah.
It just shows you know nothing about basketball.
If the Bulls are playing the Nuggets and you're a Nuggets fan and you wear a Bulls jersey, if you wear a Jordan jersey, because let's face it, everybody loved Jordan.
Yes.
So what is that?
If the Bulls are playing, if you wear it to, if the Bulls aren't playing, it just shows that you know who Michael Jordan is.
Yeah.
Congrats.
I'm either wearing a jersey of the team or some kind of memorabilia of the team. Like, even if I go to a CSU game, as a media guy, I have to wear neutral colors. So what we're told. But if I'm in the stands, I'm wearing a Rams hat or a beanie or something. Pillow Fight Dan, it's like wearing a Kanye shirt to a Taylor Swift concert. At least we can all agree Kanye sucks. I think they're both awful, but I wouldn't wear either of those. Is it okay to wear a jersey to a Rock concert?
Sure.
Can I wear a Peyton Manning jersey to a Seven Dust concert? They just released a new album last Friday.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I'm just trying to make sure. I'm just trying to make sure that we've got this down because these are tough. These are tough. We have a lot of rules. Eastside Chris, can you wear a Texas Hold'em poker shirt to a bingo parlor?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I like that. You're wearing the wrong game. Get out of here. We don't take kindly to your kind. That's good.
That's good.
It's like wearing a Barkley jersey to a boys and girls club to be a mentor. Barkley says he's no hero, he's no role model. Boys and girls club's all about role models. And okay, yeah, I kind of, yeah. 48 minutes after the hour. Well, we're off the rails. I wanted to talk more about this Drew Locke, Pat Shurmur thing. Noob says, stop treating him like a baby. Where is it? He's not Alan from The Hangover. You don't have to treat him with kid gloves. I think maybe you do for a little bit here. I mean, again, it's not as embarrassing or demeaning as I'm making it sound. But you need to simplify. Stop with the 3-4 wide receivers out there. Tighten it up. Run the ball. and don't go for the home runs. Just try to get on base.
Inside the Bears Den, presented by Chris Musa Agency Allstate Insurance. Tonight at 6 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. NoCo Now. Weekdays at 4 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
This is Sefa Lufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
I got to read this one. Too Cool VK says, I saw a Raider fan wear... This is the worst kind of fan, by the way. I saw a Raider fan wearing his jersey to a Bronco game, but the Raiders were playing at the same time as the Broncos were playing. They weren't playing the Broncos. They were just playing at the same time. What kind of fan doesn't watch his own team? And then to brag about your fandom, you know, and say, I'm a Raiders fan. Well, your Raiders are playing right. That's a fake fan, Colfax.
No, that might be some of the best fan because he went into enemy territory and was fighting the good fight while his team was fighting the good fight.
Oh, he's trying to go in and distract.
Yeah.
He's trying to go in and mess with people's minds.
So maybe it's the other way around.
But he's not actually watching his guys, though.
He doesn't need to worry about that. He's out there fighting.
He's like the guys that travel with the bands, the roadies.
The roadies, yeah.
They're not really there to watch the band. They're there to, like... help and
exactly.
protect and do all those things. They don't actually get to enjoy the music as much because
exactly.
they're focused on other things, even though they're obsessed with the band.
Exactly.
Okay. So that guy's a roadie. Who's getting this today? Listen, it was all pretty damn good today. It is very difficult. But, Colfax, this took us in a really fun discussion. This poll question took us somewhere. And if you can, I like the old Jim Rome thing, if you can make this show better, I'm going to reward that. Pillow fight, Dan. Pillow fight, Dan made this show better today, Colfax. He made it better. He now has two. Next week, Sir Charles, Pillow fight, Dan will be in the mix to win it. You guys that competed today still have an opportunity. We'll find out. That's going to do it for us. We'll be back at it on a Wednesday jam-packed show coming up. Good night, Northern Colorado.